Good day. Today I want to talk about why Discuss may be the best social network of 2011. Even if you are the least tech-savvy person since my mother, it is clear that you will see this company popping up in more places during 2011. The name Discuss, spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S, is spread far and wide across the internet, and its exposure is growing quickly as top tech and news blogs implement the service. In November 2010, TechCrunch reported that there were over 500,000 communities using Discuss for more than 160 million conversations between 18 million profiles. According to Quantcast, Discuss is moving up quickly. Maybe you're not so sure about its importance just yet, but I am, and I want to share why Discuss is quickly climbing my list of favorite social networking tools. I named Discuss a while back in an article titled Six Essential Blogging Tools for Bloggers and Non-Bloggers, and that is certainly worth a read. Since the time I wrote that back in March 2010, my opinion of Discuss is better than ever. The idea of using Discuss as a networking tool may sound completely off the wall to the many people who never heard of Discuss or took the time to understand its greater value. Likewise, sending a bunch of Twitter updates sounded pretty absurd in 2007, but we all watched how Twitter took off. I suppose I don't need to say much about Facebook. The 650 million Facebook users pretty well sum up the public interest in that platform. So, how can Discuss be placed in the company of these massively adopted networks? I will explain, and I think you will have a much different view of the service by the time I'm done. Something many people may overlook about Discuss is how seamlessly it pulls together a broad picture of users' interests and how well it can connect people. Discuss will not become the next Facebook, threaten Twitter, or replace LinkedIn. What Discuss can do is to tighten people's existing networks and create many opportunities for new and stronger network connections. In the face of social networking becoming looser than ever for a lot of people, tighter networks of like-minded people are not only important, but something many internet users are begging for. Discuss delivers on this need in a big way for people who choose to use it. Let us take a look under the hood at Discuss for a moment. A lot of people may simply see Discuss as a commenting system on some of their favorite blogs, but completely overlook its best assets. First, let me explain what Discuss is on the surface for people who are unfamiliar. Then I will move on to the reason that Discuss is useful for networking far beyond just its value to blog administrators. What is Discuss? Discuss is a service that is used by many blogs for moderating and responding to readers' comments. It allows users to comment on blogs the old-fashioned way by entering their name, email, website address, and comment, or they can choose to use their photo and information based on a variety of other profiles, such as Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, OpenID, or simply their Discuss profile. Optionally, readers can choose to share their comment on a comment-by-comment basis with their extended network. This is good for readers to share their point of view, and also good for bloggers who enjoy their work being shared. It is a win-win relationship. Discuss provides for real-time updating of comments. In an active discussion, this allows readers to see new comments without even refreshing the page. Discuss also provides options for users to receive updates of replies to their comments by email or simply within their Discuss dashboard, where there's a section titled Replies to You. It makes blog commenting more interactive than ever and opens a lot of possibilities for people to look 3 inches beyond their nose. It's a lot easier than other methods of subscribing to follow a thread and much tidier for monitoring replies. Discuss creates deeper conversations. Maybe you have hoped that posting a link on Twitter or Facebook to an article that you read will give people a feel for what you like, what interests you, and what you read. The trouble with this is when it leaves them hanging without knowing what you thought of it. Believe me when I say that most people are not going to dig through the comments to see what you said about something. Most of the time, they will not even click to see the article, but rather draw conclusions and comment on the title. Maybe you can add add in a little bit of flair with your commentary, but the conversation is all broken up between the article, the shortness of a Twitter post, and your Facebook comments versus the comments of the other people who read the blog. That all tends to create a lot of off-topic discussion and dilutes what you and others have to say about the topic. On the other hand, if somebody sees it in your Discuss profile and follows what you read and have to say on a topic, the whole character starts to change. Discuss makes it very easy to follow other people. It's a chance for others to be more involved in your conversations around the web. If they like communicating with you, it can give a good feel for who you are and your points of view. It can also help you to gain closer relationships with the people you choose to interact with. For example, if you happen to come across my political views, you may find that I'm feisty but fair. If you come across my business views, you may find that I read carefully, think a whole lot, and try to bring my ideas to the discussion. It is noteworthy that commenting on a blog article reflects a greater commitment than most other social networking quips and snippets that people leave behind. Blog comments are commonly lengthier and more thought out about a specific topic than comments elsewhere. It really does generally allow for a closer sense of a person's views on a topic. I invite you to see an example of this in my Discuss profile. If you click on Activity at the top, you can scroll through and see comments I've made here on my blog as well as other blogs. It's pretty cool. You can turn any website into a blog. I can point out a lot of reasons that Discuss is growing quickly, and this is certainly a big one. Discuss makes it simple to add commenting to any website. With their simple universal code, any website can use Discuss. Let's say you have a boring old static website and you want to add commenting. There is more to a blog than the commenting features, but many people would consider comments the most obvious feature of blogs. Discuss makes it extremely easy to add their commenting system to any old boring website and has excellent code and documentation for many popular platforms. Discuss security considerations. Okay, I want to discuss that. You can certainly post on blogs using Discuss with an alias or anonymously, but the things you have to say are the things which interest people. It's not really much fun to have people like you for one reason, but then find out they think you're horrible when they dig a bit deeper. If you posted it anywhere on a blog and somebody wants to find out, they'll find it. This is the internet, and most bloggers do their best to be sure a lot of people will see it. I think of it in a way similar to my article titled, Facebook Privacy Fears Are Absurd. Living in the fear of your own shadow is something that will be there with or without Discuss. I guess this realistic view of the internet and social media is why if you search for social media transparency, you'll find me topping the search list. Discuss and SEO. I know that a lot of people wonder about how Discuss affects search engine results, whether as a blog administrator or as a blog commenter. I would stop at simply pointing out that I use it here on my blog at SEO, my SEO and social media marketing blog, but that may not be enough to comfort you. Many people who comment on blogs really love those links to their website they leave behind. After all, more links is a good thing. Discuss still allows you to leave your link and is still valuable from an SEO standpoint as any other commenting system, perhaps even better. I may write about this at a later time, but I can tell you that the comments are well indexed in search engines, and the links associated with those comments are also just as valuable as any other commenting system. What I think sometimes confuses people about Discuss links is the layout for non-logged in guest users. Discuss simply shows a post as link, but once you type in your comment, you have the opportunity to add your website link and your gravatar. Discuss creates multiple links. If you click on the thumbnail picture of a user, it will show you their Discuss profile information, including their other communities and even their most recent Twitter update if they associate their Twitter account. If you click on their name, it will link directly to their website of choice. If they have associated their Twitter account with their Discuss profile, you can share your comment on Twitter, and it will also send a reply to their Twitter username. Discuss sign up and other links is something I've included on this blog article. If you made it this far, you're probably pretty curious to take a bit closer look at Discuss. Here's some links to get you started. I've got the links for creating a Discuss profile, exploring the Discuss community, popular Discuss features, developer and implementation documents, and I could keep writing all day to help you understand the ways to get the most from Discuss. There are a lot of excellent potential uses. For example, you can search with an email address to see what a person is saying on other blogs. Did you know that? I wrote a 140-page book about Twitter, but I don't plan to repeat that with Discuss. Instead, I will share what they say in their own words and invite you to discuss this. What is Discuss? Discuss is all about changing the way people think about discussion on the web. We are big believers in the conversations and communities that form on blogs and other sites. Now, what do you have to say? Here's your chance to use Discuss and jump in on the conversation. Please add your comments and don't be shy. Another great feature of Discuss is that if you screw it up, you can go back and edit the comment. Now, how cool is that? Join me at awebguy.com and let's discuss it. Have a great day.